Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in. We enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. That's why I praise you, Lord.
I magnify your name,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. The whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to breathe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name, oh God. We enter in.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master. Jesus. It's like the fragrance.
Father God. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father God. If it had not been for you on our side, Father God, where would we be? Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. I was there when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. I don't know about you, but if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We enter in. It's something about the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. That sets me free. It's something about the name Jesus that heals my body. It's something about the name Jesus that protects me. Hallelujah. It's something about the name Jesus that makes a way out of no way. It's something about the name Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth today and give God all praise, honor, and glory, for he is worthy for all praise. Lord, we just want to say thank you for what you're doing right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done and what you're about to do in the life of your children, oh God. Lord, we come trusting and believing, oh, today to receive all that you have for us, oh God. For great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We shall feel nothing, oh God.
My Lord, my God.
Woo.
Won't he move?
Won't he move?
Won't he move?
Won't he move? Get out the way.
See, I had to get back.
Yes.
See, I see that Holy Spirit moving, and you see,
yeah,
I had to get back.
God.
Now, that ain't the order of how we do things, but see, the order how we do things may not be the order how God do things.
My Lord.
See, when God do it, you get out of the way
get
and let
way.
God do it.
Tell the man, say, get out of
let
the way.
Let God do it. He told you to bring it all to me and let it stay right there and get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Out into the minister, because we are the gospel public ministry, so we go out to the public to minister, to feed, and to serve. So we're doing that today. Welcome. We're going to welcome everyone here.
Yes, welcome.
See Sister Connie here. Brother Learn is here. And
our
beautiful Aunt Chandra, Sister Jackson.
Aunt Chandra.
And family and everyone.
That's right, she's here.
Sister Connie and Minister Kimberly Refford, our new member. We thank God for you.
Minister Refford.
Yes. Doretha, our cousin Doretha is here. God bless you all that's here.
Welcome.
I may not be able to get everybody's name, but anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. We love you. We thank God for you. We know you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here with us, and we pray that you will be blessed.
That's right.
Son, and all that God
that's
has
right.
given us to deliver today. We pray that you receive it all in the name of Jesus Christ. And whatever you're asking God for, you're praying and trusting God to do that, God will move mighty and that there will be no more delays. And we want to ask if there's any guests today. We want to welcome all new guests. You'll press one. We would like to personally welcome you today. We're here, me and my husband, we want to welcome you personally. So all you have to do is press one.
That's
so we can formally welcome you here today. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. God bless
you.
That's
right. Look like everybody is family, and friends, and members.
Amen.
Already. So
we thank God. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name, Father God. We ask in Jesus' name that you would just move in this service on today, Father God, bringing healing, deliverance, freedom, Lord God, provisions, Lord God, financially, Lord God, and support in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's our prayer that you make a way out of no way, for you, God, are more than enough, Father God. So we know that you're able to do more and overly than we can expect in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory. Father God, we find it worthy, oh God, and not robbery, oh God, to serve you all the days of our life.
Yeah.
And we just want to thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. We ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus Christ indeed is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Hallelujah. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you, do your will. In Matthew 7:21, out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart right now, Father God. Touch every heart right now, God, and broken every broken and contrite spirit and contrite heart right now, and repenting, oh God, in all our ways to you, Father God. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship with you have put in us, Father God, and we thank you, Lord. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1, we stand on it today as a deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O our God. Our soul thirsts for you, Father God, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelmingly desires, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out to the living God. Oh, Father God, hear our cry on today. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the fire burn ever only increasingly in us, oh God, to each of us right now. Uphold us with your free spirit, oh God, and let God be magnified, oh God. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, let not murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us, oh God, that our life be of glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and loving kindness, that we sing praise to you all the days, oh God, creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice, oh God, only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our head, and we thank you. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship right now in truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make our life be a living sacrifice, oh God, a sweet savory aroma that would be glorified, honored in our life, be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your only Son. Holy Spirit, oh God, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we yield all that we are to you, and we ask that the true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship in our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. We give you our honor right now, and there's no greater than you, oh God, for you are greater than all that we can ask for, all that we have and all that we will have in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of that we walk in the light and have true fellowship relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us and is manifesting his glorious presence right now on this service, in this service, on this call. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we commune with you and take your place right now, right now. And we thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and in his holy name, we live, we move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Let it move on you. Let the Holy Spirit move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get out of the way. We come against every hindering spirit, every spirit of confusion, every rebellious spirit, every unteachable spirit. We come against you right now, every spirit of every fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit. Right now, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak to every spirit of oppression and depression, frustration, addiction, dependency, murmuring, complaining, pitiless, and unrighteousness. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of jealousy, being judgmental, laboring, lavishness, legalism, hypocrisy, idolatry, impatience, indifference, intimidation, retaliation. We command you to cease your works right now and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of affliction right now, every spirit of accusation, the accuser of the brethren, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every argument of spirit, every spirit of strife, anger, anguish, right now we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of drug addiction, every spirit of disobedience, every spirit of pain and fear, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for this deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you've answered our prayers, oh God, that we are free right now to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah. We're dealing with so many things that are going on within us. And a lot of us, we don't understand, why am I going through this? Why did I say that? Why am I operating like this? I believe in God, but yet and still I say I'm changed, but it doesn't show in my work. It doesn't show. Lord, help me. That's because we have these different spirits. Lord. So I call these spirits out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be free right now. Be set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank God for you. As everyone is still coming into service, we thank God for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're at the segment of service right now where we're having our prayer, but we're going to go into scripture and pastor, so you all can understand. He'll give a scripture and he'll kind of break it down for you all. So you can have a little understanding of the scripture, and then we'll have our song selection, and then the word will be preached by myself here. I'll bring the message, and like I said, we'll be going out today to serve, so we'll be in the street to serve you all. We're looking forward to it. That's one thing that we love to do, and we thank God for the opportunity to be able to do that. So at this time, Pastor Dorsey, amen, is going to bring you all the scripture and the understanding of the scripture. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Well, we thank God for being here, in Sunday service. You know, God has allowed us this day, you know, to rest and to worship, you know, to praise, give thanks, and receive him. Now, I mean, he does that every single day, but we designate this particular time and this meeting place, this hour, just for that, so I can hear your voice. So I can feel your presence, but most of all, feel the presence of the Lord. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word, Father God. We thank you that every single word that proceeds out of our mouth, Father God, is not our word, but it is your word. And let every single word that's in our mind, in our heart, lined up with your word, Christ Jesus, which is inside, because that's the deposit that we have made. We made this deposit every single day. And let us reap the harvest of every single seed that we put on the inside, Father God, that we may see it and that it be well and pleasing in your sight, Father God, and well and pleasing in the sight of our brothers and sisters. Now, Father God, we pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add or take anything away from it. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have not allowed any unclean thought, any unclean spirit, to hinder us, you know, to block us, to cause us to be condemned in the name of Jesus. Lord. In Jesus' name that we pray and all that do agree says amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I have a scripture this morning, and I thank God for giving me
this scripture for me first to see it myself, for me first to acknowledge that, you know, this is powerful. This is powerful in my life, and to give it to every single one of you so you can be able to use it just like I have. And I thank God for it. And scripture reading today is going to come out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Me and my wife had a chance to go here one time this week. So it's going to be one scripture, even though we read all the scriptures this week, sometime this week. But it's one scripture that's in here that stands out so mighty and proud to me. And I got some revelation. And it'll be 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 22. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Amen. And it reads here, abstain from all appearances of evil. Just this one scripture. Abstain from all appearances of evil. Now, the first time I read this scripture, you know, this scripture just, okay, you know, don't do evil. You know, but what does that look like? What does doing evil look like? And if you don't know that, then there is a great possibility that you may be operating in evilness, and then you try to operate, you know, in the spirit, in the Holy Spirit, but then you go right there to operating in evilness and doing more of operating in evilness than you are operating in the Holy Spirit. And I'll show this right here. Well, that abstain, there's one scripture here. Abstain means to restrain oneself from doing or enjoying something. See, now the scripture is telling us, you know, to restrain yourself, to keep yourself, not enjoy the evilness. Don't enjoy doing evil. And there is somewhere else in the Bible say, you know, doing evil, but don't enjoy it. So I had to look at this scripture a little bit closer as I looked at myself. Okay, abstain is also, you know, the root word that's in abstinence. Abstinence is what God wants us as men and women of God, that's of Him, you know, to put on every single day. Abstinence, that means being pure. That means being free of. You know, abstinence is choosing not to engage in a certain type of behavior. And that's what this scripture is saying, you know, abstain from all appearances of evil. See, it didn't say abstain from some appearances of evil. Or you can do a little bit of evil. It said all appearances of evil. Because every single thing that is evil is not of God. It's not of God. And don't think for one second that you can do a little bit of cheating and thinking that, you know, that I just did a little bit of cheating and then I'm going to do a lot of bit of praying about this little bit of cheating that I'm deciding to do. Don't think that you can do a little bit of fornicating and then, you know, I'm going to do a lot of bit of praying, but I'm still going to do a little bit. Because see, just that little bit. That little bit, if you read a little bit of, you read before what the scripture says, what the scripture says, quench not the Holy Spirit. It said quench not the Spirit. That means don't make a decision, I'm going to do a lot of bit of me, and then I'm going to do a little bit of God, but I'm going to do a lot of bit of me and a little bit of God. No, see, you're not being led by the Holy Spirit. You're not operating in the Holy Spirit. See, a lying tongue. See, don't do a whole lot of lying and then just do a little bit of prayer. But God, you know, I had to tell this lie. No, you chose to lie because you enjoy doing it. And I tell you to abstain from all appearances of evil. Keep your tongues pure. That's that abstinence. Keep your body pure. See, don't be doing all these things that are not of God. Keep yourself in that place of abstinence, of abstaining from all manners of
Jesus, help us, Lord.
If you really don't know what these things are, if you don't know what these things are, this evil what God was talking about, he's talking about your pride for self, your self-righteous self. He's talking about that spirit of greed, that spirit of mammon. See, that's what God is talking about, you know, abstaining yourself from that place. See, God was talking about lust and, you know, that these unmarital sex, and, you know, insane sex marriage and stuff. See, that's what God was talking about.
Jesus.
He's talking about these things that's abomination, you know, to the Lord. These things that quench the Holy Spirit. He was talking about envying. He's talking about comparing yourself among yourself. He's talking about, I'm better than you and you lower than me. I'm superior. You're inferior. See, this is the things that God was talking about when he said, keep yourself from
from all manners of evil. He's talking about gluttony. What you're eating too much, you're drinking too much, you're spending too much in this place, you're spending too much in that place. That's what God was talking about. The wrath, these ill-spoken words. You know, instead of you saying what the gospel says, so you saying what the gospel say, and what happened yesterday, and what happened the day before, and what you're doing all this, and look what they're doing, and look what they're doing. That's what God was talking about. That's it. All manners of evil. He's talking about sloth. He's talking about relentlessness. You know, working. Not want to get up and go to work. You know, I'm just going to try to do all that I can just to try to get by, because that's all I need to do just to do it. You know, not putting no effort in, lazy. That's what God was talking about. Those seven deadliest sins. See, these are the things that you're doing right now. I don't know who it is that's doing it, but these are the things that you're doing right now that's going to not allow you to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's going to allow you to enter into the kingdom of Satan, because that's where you're already at. It's going to lead you to that place called hell. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Abstain from all appearances of evil. God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen. God bless you. We thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us all, God, to stay out of that place and stay in the place where the God where you called us to be. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you just get in the Sunday service, God bless you. We're going to get ready for the message for the word today. At this time, we're going to have a music selection here. I pray y'all be blessed and receive what Pastor Manning has just delivered with conviction.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless. Hallelujah.
Look,
Jesus
simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You've done it all for me to praise you, for me to give you glory, for me to give you honor. Somebody ought to bless him right now. Somebody ought to give him glory. Somebody ought to give him honor. Yay! 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 I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling right now.
Hallelujah. If the Lord doesn't do anything else for me, yeah, he showed enough and did enough. We thank God. What a beautiful, beautiful song. What a beautiful song. Well, we've made it, y'all, you know, to the message part of Sunday service here, would be given to you by Pastor Tawanika Menon. You know, God has really blessed her heart, has blessed her mind, has blessed her mouth to be able to give us that word, you know, that unfiltered word of God. And we thank God for you, Pastor. So here's my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika
Menon.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
I give our honor to the Most High God, who is the head, the lift of my head, and the head of my life, Pastor Manning, all the ministers on the roster, family and friends here today.
Yes.
God bless you all. God bless you, Sister Dillard, Mother Helen Manning. God bless you all. All that is here.
Amen.
God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is so glad to see that you're here in service. I feel you in spirit today. I thank God for the message. I thank God for the opportunity. Thank God. I'm in a place of thanksgiving. We should always be in a place of thanksgiving and just thanking God no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Just thanking God. Can you give God thanks when you're going through? Can you thank him for the day? Can you just give him what he deserves, which is great? We thank God. Hallelujah. Well, let us pray. Father God, we thank you for one more time, Father God, that you've allowed us to be here, Lord, to come boldly to the throne room of praise, asking and receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, if it wasn't for you, Lord God, we wouldn't be here today. So we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your mercy and your grace that's anew to us this day, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you move in a mighty way on this line today, Father God. Oh, Lord, touch every heart and mind, Father God, only the way that you know how, Father God, to the fullest. And we just want to say thank you. Let the glory of the Lord arise, Heavenly Father. I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask, Lord, that you rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Lord, I ask you to come right now. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me right now in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, Father God. I decree right now, and I decrease right now, so that you may have all the increase in me right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith and all through all and above all of my life, and I thank you. Let thy kingdom come right now. Let thy will be done. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. And we thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. I thank you, oh Lord, that you're flowing right now on in this service today, Father God. I thank you for your presence right now. I thank you, Father God, in your presence we receive, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And we all say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I'm excited. I got to get my breath together because I'm just excited. If you all know me, when it comes down to the things of God, hallelujah, I get so excited. I can barely contain myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to share something with you all that happened on yesterday, and then I'm going to get right into the sermon. I promise I won't keep you long because we'll be going out to minister today, and with the time change, it gets dark really quick, so we don't want to be out there when it's too late. Hallelujah. Yesterday, me and my husband, we were having
dinner. We were having lunch, I guess around 2 o'clock we were having lunch, and we were talking, and the Holy Spirit began to move. You just never know when the Holy Spirit, when you first know Holy Spirit in your conversation, you'll be talking about the things of God, and we just worship. You know, we don't just worship when we come to Sunday service or when we're on the call for prayer. We're always in praise and worship, even if we come into a disagreement. Yeah. We're always going to, you know, be in that place of worship and thanking God, even though we're going through, we're still trusting God in the midst of our trials and tribulations, in the midst of our misunderstanding and disagreements. We're still worshiping and thanking God in the midst of it, and we're looking for God to shine light on the situation. So we were having lunch on yesterday, and we were just talking, and my husband began to get still, and I looked at him, and the Holy Spirit just came over. He could barely contain himself, so we went outside into the parking lot, and the Holy Spirit had just took him away. He normally opens the door and let me in, but he passed the door, and I said, "Hey, babe, you forgot to let me in." And but the Holy Spirit had him, and he couldn't come out until the Holy Spirit released him, and he was trying to get back, but the more he was trying to get back, the more the Holy Spirit just held him, and he realized, "I got to stay here, because God is doing a new thing in me right now." And I'm telling you, when the Holy Spirit was engulfing him, and he was just pouring down with tears, and these were tears of joy. It was a tear of renewing and a rebirthing that was going on in the parking lot of Golden Corral, and it was a lady of two spaces down, and she said, "Are y'all okay?" Because I was holding my husband up, because the weight that was on me, God was doing a new thing. I said, "Just receive it, just receive it." He can barely, he's a tall man, and you know, he's a man of size, so he can barely keep his weight up, but God was doing a new thing, so I was holding him up, and God was just working that thing over and in him, and he couldn't move, he couldn't get in the car, but he had to let that thing just, he had to let the Holy Spirit just completely do what it was going to do in him and for him. So the lady said, "Y'all okay?" I said, "Man, we fine." It's just, you know, I just looked at it, said, you know, hallelujah. Yes, and just thanking God for what God is doing. So you never know when God is going to show up, when he's going to show up and do it. He had been calling for it. I've been praying for it, but it didn't show up until that very time and that very hour. So I wanted to share that with you all, because a lot of times we're looking for God to do things when we ask God to do it. And sometimes we get discouraged in that moment because it hasn't happened. But I'm here to tell you, when God do it, hallelujah, a lot of times it comes out unexpectedly. So the reason why I'm telling you this story is to be in the mindset of expecting God to do it. And if you believe in God, expect for the change to come, because change will come. Change will come.
That's right.
You know, don't beat yourself down and say, "I'm praying and Lord, I want the Holy Spirit. I want this." I'm telling you, the day change will come, and it will overtake you. And when it overtakes you, you won't know. Hallelujah. Because there ain't nothing you can do self. It's nothing you can
do self.
You won't be able to contain it.
That's right.
I wanted to share that story with you all, because you had to be there. It was amazing what God was doing in that moment. So, hallelujah. I feel like I just got to preaching, but it was in that moment, and I looked at him. He said, "I'm okay now." He said, "I'm okay now." And then he got in the car, and we were able to, he sat for a while, and then we were able to go on.
Continue on.
Hallelujah. Yes. I'm just thanking God. Because you understand, there's some things that though we walk this while, there's some things that God is still having to get off of us. We're still being processed. He's still working those things out of us. So if you're still dealing with the anger, if you're still dealing with the gossip, if you're still dealing, whatever it is that you're dealing with, you know, that you asking God to deliver you from, I'm here to tell you, he's processing that thing so you can see and so others can see too. So it's not about you.
Well,
it's about what God is doing in you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I feel like I've already preached the word, but today, you all, the message is this, that we serve a God of more than enough. We serve a God of more than enough. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is more than enough. I want you to understand, when God does it, he does it, he's going to do it more than what you can ever ask. God don't just come in and do a little bit like man. He comes in and it looks like God did it. Hallelujah. When you say, "I asked God to do it, but he came in and did more than I ever could ask." Hallelujah. So we thank God. We serve a God. And I want you to write this down, that you serve a God of more than enough. El Shaddai is the God of more than enough. We serve a God who is almighty, and he is more than enough. Now, I want you to understand the original Hebrew, and I'm going to teach you some things, and I'm going to preach it to you. The original Hebrew word for almighty is El Shaddai, which means all-sufficient one, or the God of plenty. In other words, our God is more than enough. Hallelujah. He's not worried about how he's going to meet your needs. He's not wondering how he's going to provide for you. He's already overflowing with everything you need in this life, and he longs to bless you. Do you know why?
Do you know why God longs to bless you? He wants to bless you abundantly so that you can turn around and be a blessing to other people. He wants you to be his reflection in this earth. So today, keep an attitude of faith and expecting, and remember, you serve a God, an almighty God, who is more than enough. He promises to supply all your needs because he is El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. So I want to go to scripture here. In the book of John, you all, St. John chapter 20, hallelujah. Let me make sure I'm in the right place, 21, mm-hmm. I believe. Yes, St. John chapter 20, verse 3, you all, 3 through 6. I give you all a minute here to get there. That is the book of John, St. John, which is John, chapter 21, verse 3 through 6. The Bible says, Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, we are going with you also. They went out and immediately got into the boat. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had come, had now come, Jesus stood on the shore yet. Jesus stood on the shore, hallelujah, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, have you any food? They answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. I want you to know today that you serve a God of more than enough. When you look at the story, you probably heard it by being preached different ways, but I want you to understand that when you serve God and when you know who your God is, you would serve a God that's more than enough. So here in this story, the Bible tells us that they had been fishing through the night and in the morning, and they still hadn't caught anything. Hallelujah. But they, because the God that they serve, hallelujah, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when he asked, have you have any food? They said, no. And he told them to cast, hallelujah, your net on the other side. And when they cast the net on the other side, they received more than enough. The Bible tells us that the Bible tells us that they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish.
Yes.
They didn't just catch two or three fish for the night. It said they could not draw in because of the multitude of fish, because they were provided more than enough. They would receive more than what they went out to catch. The Bible tells us, not the net. They couldn't even draw in the net that they had. Not that the net was full. It was more than full that they couldn't even pull in the net they would normally be able to pull in. But see, God had provided them more than enough. They cast the net by believing. Yes. See, you got to believe that you serve a God of more than enough, so that you can receive more than enough. Whatever it is that you're going through or dealing with, whatever that you're asking God to do, I want you to know that God wants to bless you with more than enough. Some of us are on medication. Some of us are on 10 different types of medication and drugs. And you say, God, if I can just get down to two or three. But God said, I want to take it all away from you. He said, I want to do more than enough. So God, if you just take this off, God said, I want to give you more than what you're asking for. But I need you to believe and understand that you're serving God that is more than enough. I want you to know that God is El Shaddai, which means all sufficient one, the God of plenty. My Lord, my God, Lord, I ask of God that you increase our faith today so that we can receive more than enough of who you are, Brother God. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited because I've been there before. Well, I only had a little bit, and God provided more than enough. I was asking God for just a little bit, but God blessed me with more than enough that I was able to bless others. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, I want you to know that not only is the more than enough, it's not just for you, but it's for others, for you to bless. My Lord, my God, I need you to understand that we serve a God that's more than enough. The song said, if he doesn't do nothing else for me, hallelujah, he's already done enough. Because we serve a God of more than enough. So you don't run out. I'm here to tell you, don't run out. When you serve a God more than enough, you may say, I need 30, but God's going to give you 100. Hallelujah. You may say, I only need 2, but God's going to send you 4 or 5. Because we serve a God of more than enough. When Abraham was 99 years old, the
the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, and walk before me, be blameless. And then he said, I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers. Hallelujah. Let me understand, let me tell you one more time. The God Almighty, El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough, more than sufficient. I want you to understand it means again that he has the power to complete promises of blessings and prosperity. Everything God does is over the top, more than enough, a surplus, a superabundant, overflowing, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. Hallelujah. And all the blessings shall come, hallelujah, upon you and overtake you. This is what the word says. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God, according to Deuteronomy 28:1-2, I want you to know today that you serve a God that's more than enough. Ask to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. But first you got to believe to receive. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. The Bible says that when you obey God's word, his blessings will not only come upon you, but it will overtake you. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. Hallelujah. For everyone who has been given more, he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has been taken from him. In the word of Matthew 25:28-29, if you're faithful with what God gives you, he will give you more, and you will be blessed with abundance. Hezekiah had very great riches and honor, and he made treasures for his silver and gold. Hallelujah. And by his precious stones and spices, shields and all kinds of valuables. He also made buildings to store the harvest of grain, new wine and oil. And he made stalls for various kinds of cattle pens for his flocks. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, for God had given him very great riches. 2 Chronicles 32:27-29. Hallelujah. When you honor God, he will bless you with great riches. You will need to look for more storage places. I'm here to tell you, when God bless you, you be trying to look for places or where to put it. Because it'll be too much. Hallelujah. You'll have to give it away. My God, my God. The Bible says that sons went in took possessions of the land. You subdued before them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You subdued before them the Canaanites who lived in the land, who handed the Canaanites over for them, along with their kings and the peoples of the land, to deal with them as they please. They captured fortified cities and fertile land, and they took possessions of houses filled with all kinds of good things. Wells already dug, vineyards out of groves and fruit trees in abundance. They ate to the full and were well knowledge. They reveled in their great goodness. Hallelujah. Those who pleases God. I want you to understand this. According to the Bible, Nehemiah 9:24-25, you all. Now those who please God are abundantly blessed and well nourished. They revel in his great goodness. My Lord, my God. The Bible says, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me because you ask, how do we rob God? In tithes and offerings. The Bible says you are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me, bringing the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out some much blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, O God. We serve a God of more than enough. We serve a God that is able. Hallelujah. According to Matthew 3:8-10, hallelujah. If you will joyfully pay your tithe, God will throw open the floodgates of heaven and pull out so many blessings that you will not have room enough to accommodate all that God has given you. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have. For I do not, here I'm saying this is 2 Corinthians 8:12-15, you all. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but by an equality that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality. as it is written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. So God blesses us with abundant blessings so that we can be a blessing to others. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put. Will be put you all into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use it, it will be measured back to you. Hallelujah. If you be a giver, God will also multiply the blessings back to you in good measure. You can try to squash it. You can try to drown. You can try to do whatever. Squash it down. You can fit it in. You can try to fit it in containers. You can try. But it will still overflow. It will still run over because we serve a God of more than enough. We serve a God. Now be him who is able to do you all according to the word of the Bible in Ephesians 3 and 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. So now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine according to his power that works in us, you all. God is able to do immeasurably more and exceedingly abundantly, super abundantly, y'all, than all we can ask or imagine. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, our highest desires, our highest thoughts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our highest hopes. Or our highest dreams, according to his power, that is at work in us. Do you believe the God that you serve is more than enough? Do you believe the God that you serve is more than enough? God is more than enough. We serve a God of abundance, you all, who is consistently more than enough. We can see God's generous nature in the way he loves his children. I want you all to look at it in Psalms. In Psalms 103, David lists the many benefits our Father bestows on us. In verse 4, Psalms 103, verse 4, it says that he redeems our life from destruction and crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. Amen. The Apostle Paul reminds us that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing and is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I need y'all to understand the God that we serve is more than enough. You know, some people say, well, I can't ask God for that. Maybe that's too much. God wants to bless you. He doesn't want to just bless you a little bit. He wants to bless you with more than enough. He don't want to just give you enough just for today or just to last you until the end of the week. No, he want to supply to you all that you need in this life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because of his great love. Because of his great love, the Bible tells us in 1 John 3:1, because of his great love, we are called God's children. And his grace, hallelujah, gives us sufficiency in all things that we may have an abundance for every good work. God loves, hallelujah, to bless his children.
Hallelujah.
God's love and grace spills over into our lives, enables us to share them with others. The God of power and provision is always the God of more than enough. I want you all to know again today that we serve a God of more than enough. So whatever it is that you're needing, you're asking God to do, I don't want you to think, oh, that's too much, and God's not going to do it. And, you know, I just want God just to do this. I don't want to bother God with it. I want you to know that God wants to bless you with more than enough today. God wants to heal not just a part of you. He wants to heal all of you. But you got to believe. You got to believe. Everything stems from our faith and what we believe. If you believe that God can do it and you believe that God is going to do greater, guess what? You will receive greater. You will receive more than enough. I am a witness. I'm a witness to the God El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, because he's done it for me, and he will do it for you. And if he's done it before, he'll do it again. Just believe. Stay in that place of believing and trusting God. Again, remember you all today, keep an attitude of faith and expectancy. Remember, you serve the Almighty God. He promised to supply all of your needs because he is, not was, not will be. He is El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I hope the message blessed your soul as it did me as well. Amen. God bless you.
Right.
The doors of the church are open right now. There be one. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor, for that word. You know, that word had so much substance in it. You know, it was It was able to do. Oh my God, able to do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
there may be one. There may be one today that want to give their life over to Christ. There may be one, you know, that realize that the life that you're living is not
Jesus.
The life that you want to live anymore.
Jesus.
And if that's you today, let
my
us
God.
Pray for you. Let
yes,
us
Lord.
Introduce you to our God, Christ Jesus. He's waiting for you. Let that be today. Let not another day pass by. Let's not wait for another moment. Let today be the day that you give your life over to Christ. There may be one.
Amen.
There may be one that have already given your life over to Christ, but the fire done went out. You know, your walk ain't
Jesus.
Like it used to be. Your conversation
Jesus.
Ain't like it used to be. You know, let us pray for you. Let us pray for you.
Jesus.
Let us, you know, help you to stir up those coals that's on the inside, that fire that's on the inside.
Jesus.
There may be one.
Yes, Lord.
There may be one that's needing prayer today. Your mind
yes,
might be afflicted.
Yes.
There might be some things that's going on internally that people can't see on
yes.
the outside. But these very things that's on the inside is eating you up, eating you alive. It's destroying you. You can't even be the man or the woman that God have called you to be. You know, let us pray for you. Your body might be sick. You might just be
Jesus.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let us pray for you.
My Lord. Yes, God.
Today. Amen. Let that be today.
Amen.
Let's not deal with it anymore. Somebody may have a testimony you want to give us of telling everyone how good God has been. You know, you done been through the fire.
Jesus,
but look
Jesus,
what God
Jesus.
Has did. Look what God is doing
Amen.
Right now in your life. You're not the man you used to be. You're not the woman
Amen.
That you used to be.
Thank you, Lord.
There may be one that has a testimony.
Yes,
you might be
Lord.
Looking for a church home. If you are looking for a church home,
yes,
give me and my wife, my beautiful wife, Pastor Tyler, give us a chance. Give us a chance to be your pastor. We would love to be your pastor. We would love to help you
yes,
walk
Lord.
That walk, you know, to see, you know, the will of God for your life. You know, not
yes,
just to be
Lord.
A spectator, you know, on the outside, but be a part of the kingdom. You know, let us be your pastor.
Yes, Lord.
Just press one, you know, come in and, you know, we'll pray for you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Press one at
Amen.
This time. If there be one,
Amen.
If there be one today, hallelujah. God bless you. If there be one today, hallelujah. Yes, it is ours
yes,
to
Father
extend.
God, we thank you.
For ours to extend the invitation and for you to receive, if there be one today. Amen. Remember, if you have a
Amen.
Testimony, share it. Somebody needs to be to receive to hear that today. Sharing your testimony with others is a must
right.
for all Christians. When giving your testimony, you tell how you came to trust in Christ alone as your Lord and Savior. You tell how God opened
yes.
your eyes and how you were a sinner in need of a Savior, if there be one today. Hallelujah.
That's
a lot of
right.
times we don't want to give our testimony, but there's someone that needed today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's a reason
Amen.
Why you
Hallelujah.
Have a testimony.
Yes.
God wants you to give it. He wants
Amen.
You to give it. He wants you to tell somebody about him, how good he is to you. That may,
yes.
that may be just enough what I need, knowing that God is
mm-hmm.
working those kind of things out in your life, but he'll do it in my life too.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless all today. We want to pray. We want to definitely lift up Sister Minister Darvina Dudley and her family. They lost her cousin on Friday, was shot and killed. She's not here in service. They're doing a memorial for him today, a balloon release. And so we want to lift him up at this time and pray that that family, that God will be their strength and that peace will come and be still in the home. But we don't understand, but God knows all. So we ask God to bless and heal that family right now. It's not easy when you lose a loved one. So we ask God to be with that family right now. We want to pray for... I want to pray for one of my dear friends, Valencia Elizabeth Allen. Also, I want to pray
uh-huh.
for a cousin, Sean Denise, and her daughter Shantae.
Sean Denise.
Healing.
Amen.
healing and deliverance from the affliction and infirmity that is affecting their bodies and anyone else. We want to lift them up in Jesus' name. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for one more time.
Yes,
we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for all that you've done in this service on today, Father God. We bless your holy name. Father God, as we come here in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, our Lord and Savior, we come withholding nothing, Father God, receiving all that you have for us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and everyone on the line today divine healing in every area of our life, our spirit, mind, will, and emotion, and physical being according to your divine plan and order for our lives. We receive your divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask for and receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. For we are the trees of righteousness, the planted of the Lord, that we may be glorified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That you may be glorified in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each and every one on the line today and all that we prayed for and about today, according to John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given us and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man with rivers of living water, springing up forth abundantly with life abundant. Fill us, oh God, to overflow with your favor, compassion, love, your wisdom,
Lord,
and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice, not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and our heart to understand, and be led by your Holy Spirit clearly. Help us to be bold and confident, be obedient to do your will, Father God. Fill us with your gifts, anointing, and blessing, and all that you have for us, Lord God. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to anoint us. Pour out your anointing on us. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. We receive your anointing right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things and let your love so brightly shine through us right now into others as an act of worship to you. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen again. At this time, y'all.
Amen.
You got to receive our tithes and offering. You want to send those over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel. And if you want to send those in a different way, you can give us a call and we'll give you another avenue to do that at 346-719-3349. Again, the Cash App is Pastor Chantel, Chantell, and the phone number, so we can give you another way to send it, is 346-719-3349. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for you once again. Hallelujah. We're going to pray over our tithes and offering at this time. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed
us. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Be a blessing, Father God, as we come giving, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will bless, 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 heal, 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 and deliver, deliver, and deliver. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, dear Jesus, make us an imagery, oh God, for your kingdom, oh God. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much, much fruit, Lord God. Let them multiply right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your kingdom. We know that as your child, oh God, as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest the glory of your sake on this earth, Father God. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us appropriate, Lord God, your money with dignity and to uphold your holy, heavenly banking system. It is not futility, oh God, and we thank you that you honor us, oh God, that you honor us in our giving, oh God. It is the wisdom of spiritual kiss, generous heart, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless those that can give today, those that purpose their heart to give, oh God. We ask that you bless, Lord God, and restore their stewardship, that they're able to be able to give, oh Lord, to add, to multiply your kingdom and the work that we do, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the same that we are kingdom builders and that we are blessed because you have made us a blessing. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. Amen. Glory to
amen.
God. Amen. Pastor's benediction. Hallelujah.
Well, we have the
announcements.
I'm sorry,
announcements. Sister Dilla, I don't know. Sister Dilla, are you available for the announcement?
I'm used to Sister Dylan doing it. I know she told me she probably won't be able to. So let me go ahead and do the announcements. The announcements for today is Sunday, November the 15th. We thank God. Today's announcement is we have already entered into our minister training class, which is a 6-month course for everyone that's already attended. We thank God we have several people that have minister training. God is preparing them and getting them ready for the work. Some are already ordained, but we stay in training, always learning and receiving from God. So we've already started our minister training. If you want to still get into minister training, give us a call at 346-719-3349. We've had one class so far. Monday and Tuesday at 7 p.m. is our minister training. Makeup days are on Saturdays. Today, every third Sunday, we go out to serve and to feed the homeless, you all, to minister in the street. So we'll be going out this Sunday. It's our third Sunday, so we'll be going out today. We thank God for that. And Wednesday is our Bible study. We're here at the 845-277-9213. 7 p.m. on Wednesdays is Bible study. Thursdays is the preacher and the pastor show. We also have a new show, which is called The Shout, which I'm the host of. It's at 12 o'clock Monday through Thursday, 845-277-9213. It's an experience. If you have not had an opportunity to tune into The Shout, it is a Holy Ghost power feel time for 30 minutes. We get on, and I'm telling you, if you miss the train, you miss it. It's so powerful. It's 30 minutes.
That's right.
It's Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. So if you can be here at the same on the same platform, 845-277-9213, we're here at 12 with a shout. Be there. You will enjoy it. Sometimes we have that, you know, that hard work week, and you're on a job, and you're like, I'm about to walk out of this place. This is it. And go ahead and go to lunch. Tune into the shout so you can get on back on the job so you can make your money.
I'm telling you.
So tune in. It's going to help you to turn that thing around. So get on there. Invite somebody to come on. I'm telling you, you will enjoy. We have a good time. We really do. We have a Holy Ghost good time. We thank God for it. Also, Monday mornings at 6 a.m. We are 5 a.m. I tried 5 a.m. And I was the only one on the prayer fire at 5 a.m. And I was there. I'm going to be in position. It's all about positioning, you all. 5 a.m., I was on the prayer call. We had moved it to 5 a.m. to accommodate, and I told people I would be on at 5 and 6. But since nobody was not there at 5 and people showed up at 6, we're going to keep it at 6 a.m. So intercessory call, prayer call is at 6 a.m., Monday mornings at 6. Monday mornings at 6.
Right.
I try to extend myself and stretch myself, but you know what? I'm just going to stick to what God told me to do. I'll be trying to, you know, stretch myself and extend myself for so many people, but I was there at 5 and 6, but nobody was on 5, so we just got to keep it at 6. Intercessory prayer call, 6 a.m. Monday mornings. I think I've covered everything. Monday is intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. at 732-434-2510. Join us there. Start your week off, your work week with us in prayer. And then minister training Monday and Tuesday, 7 p.m. And then Wednesday's Bible study. Thursday's the preacher and the pastor. And then Sunday is Sunday service at 2. And of course, third Sunday is our the day we go out and we minister. We are the gospel and ministries. And then in January, we'll start our discipleship training. Anybody can join that discipleship training if you want to. It's always good to refresh. It'll help you to be able to continue to walk this life, to live this life holy and righteous and upright that God has called us to live. So I would suggest that everybody try to be a part of discipleship training class. It is really, really good. And so anybody can, like I said, can be a part of it, but that won't start until January. Amen. Pastor, you have something you want to say?
You know what? I think you covered it all as far as the announcements are concerned. I definitely think you have covered it all. But if that is all, then we'll go ahead on and have the benediction.
Amen. We'll be out there today. We're going to be out. Anybody want to join us, give us a call at 346-719-3349. If not, me and my husband, we will be out there, and we will be representing the kingdom of God. We're going out in the name of Jesus. So if you want to join us, give us a call, and we'll be happy to meet up with you, and we're just going to go out there and do what God has called us to do, which is to serve. We're supposed to serve one another, so we're going to serve. Amen.
Yes,
at this time, we'll have our benediction. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. My hope and my wife's hope is that everyone was able to receive God. Even if you didn't receive us, receive God, receive that word of God and You know, let it Amen. Let it govern the rest of your day and all the rest of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that
Amen.
Great shepherd of the sheep, through the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in thy sight of Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We
God
love
bless
you.
We bless
God
you all
you
to
more.
Prosper. Amen. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God
yes,
intended
Lord.
For you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to
yes.
have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life.
Yes,
we bless
Lord.
You to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to
yes,
function
Lord.
As you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. It is in Jesus' name that
yes,
we have
Lord.
Come together and we are saved. And we all say, amen. Glory to God. You
amen.
All have a wonderful day. Again, like my husband say, we love you. And ain't nothing you can do about
That's
it.
Right.
We receive it. Hallelujah.
That's
Take
right.
care. We
Amen.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
gonna sing.